But in the meantime, markets still continuing to digest the developments. And for more on that, Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferrey watching everything that's going on. Inez, what's the breakdown?
And Brian, taking a look at the Dow, solidly in the red, down 640 points. The NASDAQ has been hugging the flat line. It is down right now. And the S&P 500 down about 1%. Let's take a look at commodities, because so much has been happening in this space throughout the session. We're looking at WTI futures up 5% above $96 a barrel. Brent crude touching $103 a barrel, up 6%. Earlier, it was up at $105 a barrel earlier this morning. Taking a look also at some of the natural gas, need to mention that one because that's important. Russia supplies Europe with a lot of natural gas. Much of it goes through pipelines through Ukraine, up 2%. Take a look at a 12-day chart here, up 19%. Also want to mention gold, which is higher, and palladium, which is also higher, up 3%. Palladium, Russia is the biggest exporter of that precious metal. I also should mention aluminum futures up 2%. You can see this dip right here. This is after a report that the Biden administration will not be targeting sanctions against aluminum imports from Russia, which are about 10%. And also looking at wheat futures, those are higher. Russia and Ukraine are both key suppliers of wheat. Looking at the sector action and where we're at right now, well, let's take a look at these travel stocks that you're seeing. The airlines are lower. I had mentioned crude oil higher. Well, airlines have quite a bit of their costs coming from jet fuel. Also, looking at the sector action, we're seeing financials that are losing the most right now, followed by consumer staples. Take a look here. Technology is losing the least, even though it is in the red. Part of this has to do with what's happening with the software space. We're seeing quite a bit of green in the software space and quite a bit of green when it comes to cybersecurity firms. We are seeing these cybersecurity companies, which are higher on the day. Brian Akiko.
Inez Ferrey, thanks so much for that from the NASDAQ.